An American killed in Syria. On Jack Callahan, Fox News, a defense contractor has been killed, 5 U.S. service people wounded in a drone attack in northeast Syria. The U.S. responding in kind.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said he ordered the U.S. military to carry out precision airstrikes in Syria in response to the attack. Those strikes in eastern Syria against facilities used by groups affiliated with Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps. The Pentagon is saying the U.S. took proportionate action intended to limit the risk of escalation. But Austin also said, we will take all necessary measures to defend our people. 2 of the wounded were treated on site. The other 4 were evacuated to medical facilities in Iraq.
Fox's Jill Nadeau. Earlier, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin appeared before the House Appropriations Committee to defend the administration's record Pentagon budget request.
This is a budget aimed squarely at keeping America secure in the world of the 21st century. At $842 billion, it is a 3.2% increase over fiscal year 23 enacted.
General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, told lawmakers deterring and preparing for war is extraordinarily expensive, but not as expensive as war. North Korea says it has tested a nuclear-capable underwater attack drone. Chairman Kim Jong-un vowing to plunge into despair. His rivals, as the U.S. and South Korea conclude 11 days of joint military exercises. Utah has become the first state to enact laws limiting teenagers' access to social media sites. Governor Spencer Cox signing a pair of bills that require parental consent for teens to sign up for certain social media platforms and prohibit them from using them after 10:30 at night. At least 4 other states are considering similar legislation. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The first person convicted under New York State's post-9/11 terrorism law has been sentenced.
Trevor William Forrest, otherwise known as Sheikh Abdullah Faisal, will spend the next 18 years in prison. He was convicted on 2 counts of soliciting support for terrorism, attempted solicitation, and conspiracy. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg said in a statement, Forrest's sentence ends his efforts to lure people to perform horrific acts. NYPD Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell added the conviction and sentence of Forrest makes New York City and the nation safer places. Police say Forrest began supporting ISIS in 2014 and made his first contact with undercover operatives 2 years later. He was convicted in January in New York City. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A new study done by medical researchers in Britain says introducing diluted peanut butter to babies as young as 4 months old could reduce peanut allergies by as much as 77%. Currently, there are about 75,000 new cases of childhood peanut allergies reported in the U.S. each year. A U.S. military base south of Richmond, Virginia, named for Confederate General Robert E. Lee, is about to get a new name.
As part of the military's efforts to rename bases that honor the Confederacy, Fort Lee will officially become Fort Gregg Adams during a ceremony scheduled for April 27th. The new name is a tribute to 2 black officers, Lieutenant General Arthur Gregg, who joined a segregated U.S. Army after World War II and rose to the rank of a 3-star general, and Lieutenant Colonel Charity Adams, the first black officer to serve in the Women's Army Auxiliary Corps. Lieutenant General Gregg is now 94 years old and is set to attend next month's renaming ceremony in Virginia, which will make him the only living service member in modern Army history to have a base bearing his name. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.